Joe Shad is with us. He covers the Miami Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post, and we always enjoy talking some football with him. So, Joe, when you look at yesterday's game, because I'm saying it's a celebratory Monday, and I feel really good. I'm happy for Brian Flores and whatnot, but there is a small Dolphins contingent that wanted to put up an 0-16 season to ensure the number one pick. What's your overall take on what transpired yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, if you had been in the Dolphins locker room, you know, on a daily basis, as I've been throughout the spring, summer, and fall here, you would want those guys to experience winning. Now, you might not want them to experience it any more than maybe two or three at the most times this season, but it really was a Super Bowl national championship type festive atmosphere, and those guys deserve it. You know, there aren't a lot of really no star players in that locker room. I mean, these are almost replacement level players. If you look at the starting lineup, you see guys that were signed off the street recently. And so kudos to the coaching staff. You know, that this team has been getting better, and really they, you know, they did a fine job yesterday. They out coached Adam Gase and his staff.
And, Joe, I found out yesterday that I find joy in Adam Gase failing. I didn't know it before the game, Joe. I found out watching the game. I find joy in him failing. As a journalist, did you feel anything come up? You covered Gase. You know how, you know, abrasive his personality is. Did you find any joy in Adam Gase sitting over there looking confused?
You know, I got to be honest. You know, Gase was pretty good to us as journalists. Now, you didn't see that because he was perceived as, you know, prickly during press conferences, but he tried to help us do our jobs, and we appreciated and respected that. But, you know, in speaking to some of the Dolphins players leading into this game, you know, they pointed out, fairly it seems, that this current coaching staff has a lot of the things that Gase didn't bring. Gase's focus was almost exclusively on developing passing scheme, not even running scheme. Like, this is pretty narrow. Like, we can't even say, oh, he was just focused on the offense. He was focused on, like, passing. And what the players told me is this staff, the new staff, is way more advanced in the areas of communication, discipline, structure, focus, organization, all the things that sort of make coaches good. And you're seeing players actually develop, which is the point of this 2019 season. You're seeing Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki actually improve. And there wasn't a lot of improving in the Gase era. So, you know, I feel a little bad for him. But, you know, I think the Jets are to blame. You know, they hired him when they shouldn't have, and they put him in this position. And so he's probably going to get fired, but we can all say, you know what, he's got a lot of money.
We could say about Willie Taggart as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Joe Shad is with us from the Palm Beach Post. You mentioned, you know, some bright spots. Mike Gesicki played well. Preston Williams, unfortunately, we learned today, is going to miss the rest of the season. I was saying this to Crowder. Would you agree with this, that a couple of things that you could take through the first half of the Dolphin season? You found a diamond in the rough with Preston Williams. I think he's a legit receiver. And I think you have found through the first half of the season that Josh Rosen is not your answer at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the Dolphins certainly have come to that conclusion. I took a little straw poll in the press box. Some of us think Josh Rosen will never see the field again. I think he'll see the field for the last three or four games when the team is 1-13, 2-12, et cetera. I mean, why not put him out there on the field? Even if you're convinced he has no future with the organization, at least roll the dice at the chance that he can increase his trade value. I mean, and what can you get for him now? A 4 or 5? I mean, who knows? Maybe he's lights out the last few games and at least it gives you something to think about. Maybe you can get a 3 for him. Who knows?
And, Joe, with Preston Williams being out now, how much does that change the offense? Because as I look at it, he was the number one option. He was the number one threat. He was the X receiver. He was the guy. Does Devontae Parker just jump into that position now, or do things really change with, you know, Wilson and Grant taking more of a role in this offense?
Well, thankfully, Wilson and Grant are starting to feel a little bit better, but it's really not a surprise that they didn't contribute much at the receiver position in the first half of the year, considering their injuries. Now, that leads me to think, gosh, I hope that Preston Williams can be at full speed by the start of next season, returning from his ACL injury, it might be a close call. And that's going to be important because Preston Williams and Devontae Parker really complemented each other. They're sort of similar in terms of size, ability to control their body, make plays in the air. You know, both of those guys had back shoulder touchdowns in the last game. You know, Allen Hurns has been, you know, solid. He's come on a little bit here recently. You'll certainly see Isaiah Ford promoted. I just think, you know, these guys who are traded and or hurt, not being replaced by, you know, 32-year-old veterans, sort of just increases the chance. You know, you trade Drake, X gets shut down for precautionary reasons. Preston gets shut down. Those are three of their best players gone very quickly, and they're not going to replace them with, you know, very good players. So I just think that it, you know, I think the Dolphins realize, look, you know, Fitzpatrick is giving us a little magic here. We don't want him to get too hot. We don't want him to screw this whole thing up and win four or five games.
Joe Shad is with us. You can read his work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com. One of your five takeaways from the game, Joe, was that Christian Wilkins and Charles Harris created tackles for loss. Have they come on a little bit here towards the middle of the season?
Well, especially Christian Wilkins. I mean, we know that he had that ejection early in a recent game. And he had another rookie mistake where he threw a guy down to the ground for a bad penalty. But in watching the film, and I'm going to roll out that tape, Don't Lie, late tonight, early tomorrow, that Channing always does me a nice job and promotes. I appreciate that, Channing.
I will be watching, Wilkins is causing
some more disruption. Yeah, he's causing some more disruption both in the running game and in the passing game. And that's what the Dolphins need from him. You know, they spent a first-round pick on a defensive tackle or defensive end in a 3-4 formation. And he can't just be a guy who holds up, you know, the line and allows linebackers to come through and make plays. He needs to wreck plays. And he's starting to do that. You know, he's following the coaching advice, using better pad level. And he really, one thing he brings, man, is relentless positive attitude. And that's really been helpful, you know, this season.
And, Joe, with Kenyon Drake leaving, going to Arizona, he went crazy. Like, Cliff Kingsbury used him like I thought the Dolphins would use him. What did you take from seeing Kenyon's success in his first game 28 hours into Arizona, him having 160-plus yards? Did you take anything from how the Dolphins used him, or how do you feel about Drake's performance with Arizona, his first game out of Miami?
Well, yeah, I mean, for 3 years, I wrote repeatedly, as did some other journalists, that we don't understand why he's not getting the ball more, but it was multiple coaching staffs. So there must have been some things behind the scenes that we weren't seeing, whether it had to do with practice habits, preparation, maturity, approach, all that stuff that is not, that doesn't have anything to do with how fast you are, how elusive you are. He must have just been doing things that were the opposite of what the coaches wanted, right? Because they're not stupid. They want to win. So, yes, these coaches do want to win. look, I mean, would it surprise anybody if Minka Fitzpatrick, Kenyon Drake, and Laremy Tunsil all make multiple Pro Bowls in the future? No. Will that necessarily be an indication that the Dolphins organization screwed up? No. All that matters is that they get a large majority of their draft picks in 2020 and 2021 correct.
Joe Shad, you can read his work in the Palm Beach Post. Finally, you're watching the Tankathon standings as we are. So the Dolphins are now fourth in the Tankathon, which means they would pick number four. Worth watching yet? Worth getting concerned about yet? Or you got an entire half a season still to play?
Yeah, I mean, you got Cincinnati going with the Boise kid, Ryan Finley, a fourth-round draft pick, a quarterback. You got Washington going with Dwayne Haskins, even though everybody in the organization says he's nowhere close to ready. And then you got the Dolphins going with this, you know, 36, almost 37-year-old quarterback who is capable of screwing things up by throwing for four touchdowns and 300 yards in any given game. And so, I'm concerned. You know, how much ammo do you have to use to move from 4-1 or from 3-1? You know, maybe you get lucky. Maybe this Chase Young guy from Ohio State is the first pick and they can trade up from 4-2 like the Jets did for Sam Darnold. But remember, they had to give up 3 second-round picks. And the Dolphins, the Jets would sure like to have those picks back. So, you know, I think the Bengals are the biggest threat. And you ever watch one of those World Cup games where both teams need a tie and they just kind of kick it around for 90 minutes?
Yes. You think that'll be the Dolphins-Bengals game?
That could be Dolphins-Bengals, guys.
I think the over-under on that game might be like 10. and everyone's going to bet the under.
The other team score on purpose, you know.
Like people are taking safeties. They're just it's Ryan Fitzpatrick
well, it
running.
What happened to the Jets Dolphins game? Each team took a safety, so maybe we'll set a record for safeties.
Goodness. All right, Joe Shad, follow him on Twitter, read his work in the Palm Beach Post as well. Thank you for making time for us, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Be well.
There you go, Joe Shad.